Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a great week so far. In the last episode, we looked at Jesus' I am statement from the Gospel of John. He said, I am the light of the world. Today, we will look at the statement in which Jesus says, I am the gate or door. Now, you know, when I hear the word gate, it takes me back to those fun times when my brother and I would race to see who could first hop in the middle seat of Dad's single cab pickup truck. That middle seat was the ultimate prize because it meant you got to relax while someone else drove and you didn't have to jump out to open and close the gate every time to ensure the horses remained inside the fence. Now, when we look at John 10, Jesus says, I am the gate. And this is to emphasize that he is the only way to salvation and eternal life. Did you hear that? He is the only way to salvation and eternal life. He's not just giving us advice. He's inviting us to embrace him as the ultimate doorway to life, safety, and overflowing abundance. Jesus isn't one of many gates. Did you hear that? Jesus isn't one of many gates. He stands as the unique gate, the only gate. He is the exclusive path to salvation, to a genuine relationship with God, and to eternal life. This isn't Jesus boasting about himself. It's a remarkable testament to his unparalleled role as the Son of God, the Messiah. Jesus at the gate signifies six bullet points that I have for you today. One, access to God. Jesus is the amazing way to enter a relationship with God. He is the ultimate portal, the doorway that opens up the path to approaching the Father. Two, salvation. He stands as the gate through which we can discover salvation, breaking free from sin and embracing eternal life. Three, protection. Just like a sturdy gate safeguards what's inside, Jesus shields his followers from spiritual harm. He protects us from all those thieves and robbers. In other words, those false teachers and spiritual dangers that we hear about in John 10. Number four, provision. When it says they will come in and go out and find pasture, it's such an exciting reminder that through Jesus, we are nourished spiritually and all our needs are met. Amen. Number five, separation. A gate also separates different spaces. Jesus distinguishes between those who are his sheep and those who are not. He shines a light that separates darkness from light. Six, exclusiveness. By proclaiming, I am the gate, Jesus declares that he is the only way to true life and salvation. He is not just one of many choices. He is the way. Just remember, he is the extraordinary entry point to a vibrant life of relationship with God. He is the devoted protector for all who enter through him, and he is the generous provider for everyone who seeks nourishment in him. Just like what Jesus promises in John 10:9, whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. This signifies freedom, nourishment, and a fulfilling life. The phrase come in and go out paints a picture of a life filled with liberty and purpose, one unshackled by fear or sin. To find pasture means discovering spiritual nourishment and having our deepest needs met. The image of the gate invites us to make a thrilling personal decision. Are you ready to walk through Jesus? To step through the gate means embracing faith in Jesus as the Son of God, the Savior of the world. It calls for repentance, which means turning away from sin and reaching towards God. It also involves surrender, a willingness to submit our lives to His Lordship. And it requires obedience, a commitment to follow His teachings and live according to His will. It demands a relationship, fostering a deep connection with Jesus through prayer, Bible study, and engaging with other believers. Once we step through the gate, we are welcome to experience the abundant life Jesus promises us. This isn't about material wealth or worldly achievements. It's a life filled with spiritual richness, overflowing with peace, love, joy, security, purpose, and meaning. So, how can we take this incredible message and weave it into our lives today? Well, I broke it down to three areas. One, you have to examine your gate. Are you turning to Jesus as your gateway to a fulfilled life, or are you exploring other avenues? By examining your gate, you can ensure that you're walking on the path that leads to true life and abundant blessings. Two, embrace abundance. Dive into the richness of the life Jesus offers. By embracing abundance in Jesus, we experience a life that is truly fulfilling and meaningful. We will have a life that is full of purpose. We become a reflection of God's love and grace to the world. We will also have a life that is full of purpose. So gather strength from His Spirit and serve with a heart full of joy. Three, share the gate. Let's spread the incredible news of Jesus far and wide. Invite others to walk through the gate and absorb His love and grace. Together, let's step through Him, placing our trust in His unwavering love, following His guidance, and revealing in the fullness of His grace. May we stride with confidence in the light of His presence, and let's be passionate about sharing the incredible news of Jesus, the gate, with everyone we encounter. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are filled with gratitude that Jesus is the gate to Your kingdom and the only way to true life and peace. Remind us to always enter through Him, finding safety and security in His loving embrace. Guide our every step and keep us secure within Your fence. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you so much for being a part of Scripture Seekers Ministry. And I so look forward to next week as we dive deeper into the I Am statements of Jesus with all of you. Take care and see you soon, my friends.